Okay, let's get into our discussion of Sefer Melachim Aleph Perek Chav Beis, the last perek here in Sefer Melachim Aleph. We really end, as we will see, in the middle of a story, right? The breakup of Sefer Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis really is not found in Chazal, and Chazal is one Sefer. The non-Jewish sources, the same sources who broke up the Prakim of Tanakh, also broke up the Svarim into two Svarim, but really in Chazal, Melachim is all one, Shmuel is all one, Divrei Hayamim is all one. That's why there are 24 books of Tanakh, but in terms of our breaking, we will take it as we have it, and that is Perek Chav Beis, finishing up Sefer Melachim Aleph. And then, Bez Hashem, we'll have one shir chazara of the Sefer. So, the Navi tells us, Achav has just been told by the Navi after what he did with Navos, and he listened to his wife, and the terrible story that occurred. The Eliyahu Navi is called back in, even though he has really been out of the picture, and he is out of the picture again, but he tells Navos that the dogs will lick up your blood as they licked up the blood of Navos, and towards the end, there's a little bit of tshuva, maybe, so that's why the Gzeira is delayed a couple of years. So, 3 years after that story, Yehoshaphat, the Torah tells us, Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, who we haven't heard from in a couple of prakim, the Malchus based David king, so he makes a treaty and comes together with Achav. Achav wants to conquer Ramos Gilad, which is in Aram, who he had let Aram stay alive. That was part of the problem, as we mentioned earlier. And he said, no, it's a couple years later. Now it's time for us to get it back. So he asks Yehoshaphat, you want to come with me to battle Aram? And he says, fine. Yehoshaphat says, okay, which is also strange. Why did he do that? Maybe he wants Achdus. And he says, as long as you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to happen? So, no problem. Achav gathers 400 Nevi'im and asks them, should I go down in the battle? And they say, sure. The problem is, those were Nevi'ei Sheker. And Yehoshaphat says, that's not the Nevi'im that I wanted you to ask. Isn't there any Navi Hashem? I know you've killed all of them, but is there any ones? He says, yeah, there's one, but usually he doesn't like me, and I don't like him. He always says bad things about me. Referring to Michahu ben Yimla, who had already told him that he wasn't going to make it. Yehoshaphat says, no, I don't care, you gotta ask him. So Michal comes, and he is brought to the king, and then they say, all the Nevi'ei Sheker saying what they're saying, and Michal says, well, I'm going to say what I have to say. And he basically says that he is asked, should I go out? And he says, sure, why not? But he's talking somewhat sarcastically, pashtus, or he's not talking about in the name of Hashem. So they say, no, seriously, what does Hashem say? He says to them, by allusion, Achav, you are not coming back. The rest of the Am will come back from the battle, but you are not coming back. They hear that, and he gets very upset. The Micho even describes that there is a Din Torah in Shamayim, and the Din Torah is that the prosecutors are trying to get Achav to go to battle, and that's what all the Nevi'ei Sheker are doing. They're convincing him to go out to the battle to get killed, and says Micho that is what is going to be the case. Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana, one of the Nevi'ei Sheker, comes and smacks Michahu on the cheek and says, I don't understand how he be a Navi. I'm the only real Navi here. And Michahu says to him, you just wait. You're going to want to run and hide because you're going to be proven a Navi Sheker. Achav has had enough. Achav takes Michahu and puts him in jail and commands to give him only the basic necessities. And Michahu says, that's fine. If you come back, then I'll be proven to be a Navi Sheker. But let's see who is right. So they go up to battle against Ramos Gilad, and the king of Ammon says, only kill Achav. I don't need anybody else to be killed. Only kill Achav. And he goes, and they find the king Yehoshaphat. They almost kill him, but they don't. And finally, they just shoot an arrow in the middle of nowhere, not aiming at anybody in particular. And Hashkacha has it that it hits Achav, and he is wounded mortally. He stays in his wagon, standing up, not to cause others to on his team and any of his countrymen to flee. But by the end of the day, he has died in his chariot with the blood spilling out all over. And they wash the chariot out, and his blood goes onto this floor, and the dogs lick it up, as the Navi said would happen. Yehoshaphat, Perek just ends off with Yehoshaphat being the king of Yehuda. Yehoshaphat had been the king during this time. We just had taken a break over a couple of prakim to discuss Malchi Yisrael, but Yehoshaphat, who was a tzaddik, really, the only thing he didn't do was to get rid of the bamos, as was said earlier. He is ruling over Am Yisrael and Malchus Beis David at that time. He eventually dies, and his son Yehoram takes over. And Yehoram's story is really in Malachim Beis, but we already have laid the groundwork for that here. Ahaziyahu, the son of Ahav, takes over after Ahav, and he follows the Russia ways. As we have mentioned, there is not one good king in the Malchei Yisrael line. They all are Ra, they all are Obed Avodah Zarah. They follow the ways started off with Yeravam ben Nevat. So this is the basis, somewhat of more of a lengthy perek, but this is the last perek here in Malachim Aleph. So let's go back to see what we could talk about. So the perek starts off with Pasuk Aleph. Vayeshvu shalosh shanim ein melchama bein Aram v'ein Yisrael. Remember the last time we already said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that should be part of the previous parak, because that was the delay. That was the 3-year reprieve that Achav got based on a little tshuva that he did after he was told about his demise from Elio. Tosfos and Sota and Daf Chaf quotes this. The Mishnah there says that sometimes there's a schus that's tola, a year, 3 years, right, different types of zechuyos that give delay in punishments. So the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes there, gives this example. Yishchus tola shana achas minuvuchanetzar, right, and Yishchus tola shtei shanim may Amnon, and that's 2 years after Amnon had raped Tamar. We learned that earlier. That's when Avshalom takes gets rid of him. And that's what you have here. There was no milchama for 3 years, and that's what maybe gave him a false feeling of security. The 3rd year, Yehoshaphat goes to Melech Yisrael. Maybe they're going to make to try to get Am Yisrael back together. And the Melech Yisrael Achav says, you know what, Ramos Gilad, that should be ours. V'anachnu machshim mikachas osam yad Melech Aram. We're being lazy. We should take it back. V'yomer al Yehoshaphat. He says to Yehoshaphat. By the way, Yehoshaphat wasn't just the other king, but he was related. Yehoshaphat married Achav's sister, so they were brothers-in-law. Also, Yehoshaphat's son, Yehoram, married Achav's daughter. So they were both brothers-in-law, and they were machatanim. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that there was an added point than what happens here. Here, the pasuk just says, he says to Yehoshaphat, Atelech itila melchama, Ramos Gilad, you want to come to Ramos Gilad? And Yehoshaphat says, sure, very strongly, kamoni, kamocha, kami, kamecha, reminds us like that those psukim in Rus. He says, I'm with you. But if you look in Divrei Hayamim, where the story is fleshed out a little more, it says that he cooked him a feast, he made him a suda, made him a whole meal to try to convince him to come to battle with him. And that is a basis for a halakhic discussion. The Gemara in Chulin on Dav Dalet Amud Beis discusses whether a mumar la'avodah zarah is a lata shecht, whether it's shchita ksheira, shchita psula. So the Gemara at first, it's a half an amud discussion. The Gemara at first says, mutter, it must be mumar la'avodah zarah, mutter lechol mishchitaso. How do you know? Shekein matzinu b'Yehoshaphat, our pasuk, Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. Matzinu b'Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda. Shenehene misu'udas achav. You got to know Tanakh in order to know Gemara. So the story right here. Shenehemar v'yizbach lo achav tzon u'bakar la'rov. But those psukim are in Divrei Hayamim, because that's part of the story that's filled in over there that's not here. Ula amasherimo vayasituhu la'alos al Ramos Gilad. He convinced him to accompany him and fight Ramos Gilad. And the Gemara then goes into, v'dimlach v'izlach zavich mechaloacha, maybe he only shechted it for him, but he didn't really eat it. So the Gemara said, no, if he was convinced, it must be that he ate it. Dilma mitvarim, no, ein asada mitvarim, it's got to be food. And the Gemara continues, maybe he only ate, and he drank, he didn't eat. La maskana, the Gemara says, mumar la'avodah zarah, you cannot trust his shechita. And that's the question all the achronim deal with. By the end of the sugya, you forget about Yehoshaphat. How did Yehoshaphat eat from the meal that Achav prepared him? What was he in mumar la'avodah zarah? So there's all different answers that are given by the achronim. Maybe he had done a little tshuva right at the beginning of the last parak. Maybe he had his servants shechted. All different suggestions given. But either way, this pasuk is basis for the halachic discussion in Maseches Chulin and Daf Dalet. But Yom Yehoshaphat Amalek Yisrael, Pasuk Hey. But Yehoshaphat says, Drashna Kayom Es Davar Hazeh. I'll go with you, but you have to ask Hashem. Vayikbots Melech Yisrael Lathan Neviim. So the Melech Yisrael, the Achav, gathers the Neviim, Ka'arba Meos. There's 400 Neviim. Where did this Neviim come from? Didn't Elio Navi get rid of all the Neviim HaBaal? So maybe, the Radak already said earlier, there were Neviim HaBaal and Neviim HaSherah. Two different categories of false prophets, and only one type, Nevi Abal, were by Har Carmel. Or you could say, it wore off, unbelievable, only a couple of years later, and it's already worn off. They forgot the Eliyahu by Har Carmel. Again, the taiva for Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara describes, was so strong during this time. And Achav asked these false prophets, should I go up to war? And they say, Alei, V'yitein Adonai B'yad HaMelech. Vayomer Yoshafat, Hein po Navi Lashemot, I want a Navi Hashem. I don't want these Naviim. V'nidru Shemayoto, let's find a Navi Hashem. Rashi here quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peites. How did he know these were false prophets? Right? Maybe they were true prophets. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Peites, Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, because Ein Shnei Naviim Misnabdim Mitsignon Echad. Two Nevi'im never say the exact same thing. Why? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains at the beginning of Parshas Matos that Hashem gives the vision to a Navi. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu. Pel, pal, dabar, bo. Hashem gives the vision to a Navi and he expresses it. He has different vocabulary as other Nevi'im and different background and different word usage. So it's going to be different. If you say the exact same thing, it must be false. It must be that it's a false prophet. And that's what the Gemara says on Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph in Sanhedrin. Right, and therefore he knew that these were false prophets in kind. Again, Rabbi Yaakov there, at the beginning of Matos, discusses the importance and the difference of the importance between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, and this is one of the crucial elements that Moshe Rabbeinu has it letter for letter, word for word from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the Nevi'im. So let's find a Navi Hashem, V'nidrusha me'oso. If you look in the Mishmat Zozov, yes, why does it say V'nidrusha me'oso? Shouldn't it be me'ito? Right, what's the oso? So he says maybe it's alluding to an important ha'ara of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Hey Amit Taftes that nevuah, true nevuah, comes from inside a Navi himself. It's not from the outside. Hashem inspires from the inside. Lahavdil, but again, it's a mashal, you have cooking. Cooking, regular cooking, there's a heat on the outside and it goes in. Unlike a microwave heats from the inside of the food. And that's why sometimes you can have part of it that's boiling hot and part of it that's freezing cold and frozen. From the inside. Nevi'ei Sheker get it from outside. They try to have these powers that are brought in. They try to drag these powers into them. But real nevuah comes from the inside, says the Rav Dessler. Dibur Hashem gam banu diber. Says Mikancha nevuah nir'eis balev velo bal anavi mi bachutz. Suggests the Mishmat Zozov, maybe that's what's alluded to here. V'nidrusha, we will darshan him may oso from him himself. That's what a Navi Emes is. A Navi Emes has it himself. It doesn't get it from the outside. It's from the inside. So either way, they say, he asks Achav, what's going on? Achav says, Odish Echad Lidros Hashem Me'oso. There's one more. Vani Sinesa, but I hate him. Kilo Yisnabi Alay Tov. He's never going to say anything good. This is perfect projection. Right? He hates him, so he says that he hates me. Right, he doesn't hate him. Michal just tells what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ki Imra, Michayhu Ben Yimla. Right, that's him. What about Eliyahu Navi? Where is he? So we'll talk about that next parak, actually. Beginning in Malachim Beis, the Radak has a comment on that. Where was Eliyahu? He seems to be hiding out, except when he came after Navos. Vayomer Yoshafat. Yoshafat says, no, I want to hear from Michayhu ben Yimla. So Vayikra Melech Yisrael Siris Echad, he sends for him. Umelech Yisrael Yoshafat, they're sitting, Mulubashim Begadim Begoren, they're sitting, waiting on their thrones in the Goren, which Rashi says, the Radak says, means it's actually a threshing floor, or maybe it says they were sitting in a semicircle. All the Nevi'im, the false prophets, were still going. Tzidkiyo ben Kenano, one of the major false prophets, he even brings a karnei barzel, a metal horn, and he says, with this horn, pe'ela tanagaches aram, you can use this horn to defeat Adram ad kalusam. Why is that? The Abarbanel says, the Karen is shown to Achav, because Achav is from Ephraim, from Yosef. Bechar Shoro Hadarlo. So that's a symbol of the Karen. Bechol Nevi'im Nevi'im Kain, Lamar, and all the Nevi'im kept saying, Ale Ramos Gilad Vahatzlach, go, you could do it. And the servant comes to Michayhu and says, Michayhu, you should just know all the other Nevi'im are saying he's going to win. So maybe you don't want to be outvoted. And Michayhu says, Chai Hashem, Ki Es Asher Yomar Hashem Eilai Oso Adaber. I'm not a coward. And I'm not going to be pushed over by other Nevi'im. Vayavo ala melech, pasuk yudale, tesvav. Vayomar melech elav Michayhu, hanelech haramaz gil ha-melchama. Imnachta, what should we do? Vayomar elav, what's the first reaction? Alev atzlach, go for it. V'nasan Hashem biyad ha-melech. Right, what does that mean? Rashi points out that he didn't say b'shem Hashem. Maybe he was just wishing him, go for it. See what you could do. The Radak says he was basically being derech hitul, sarcastic. Sarcastic. But if you look closely, the Klei Yakar, one of the Mefarshim HaNavi, says, what did Achav say? Ha-Nelech, shall we go? He puts it in plural, because he thinks maybe if he has Yehoshaphat with him in the sentence, so then he's going to get a good nevuah. And what does Michayu answer? Ale, singular, not alu. Ale vatzlach. You, one person, go for it. He's not talking to Yehoshaphat. I swear, you have to tell me what Hashem's going to say. Don't tell me what your opinion is. What does he say? I see all Bnei Yisrael scattered on the mountains with like sheep without a shepherd. What's he saying? He's hinting that all the Jews, basically all, Radak says almost all, maybe a few of them died, but the Jews are all going to come back after the war without a without their shepherd, meaning without you. Everybody else is going to come back. Everybody could come back except for you. The Malbim wonders, we know there's a halacha of a Navi, Shekovish Nevuaso, is Chayim Misa. So what, Michayu wasn't going to tell him this beforehand, only because he was forced out? So it says the Malbim, that's what it means, Ra'isi. Sometimes a Navi can get in a Nevuah, but he's not meant to say it over. Nevuah is from the word Lashon Niv Svatayim, to repeat it, to say it over. So maybe he had a vision, but he wasn't supposed to say anything. But now that he's forcing it out of him, so he's saying. But this is what I saw. This is what I see. Vayomer Melech Yisrael Yehoshaphat. So Achav says to Yehoshaphat, Halo Amarti, see, I told you you're going to say something wrong. Lo Nistabe Alay Tov Ki Imra. Vayomer Lachain, and Michayu continues and says, Achav, listen up. Ra'isi Es Hashem Yosheva Al Kiso. But I saw Hashem, whatever that means, some type of vision. V'chol tzvar shamayim omed alav. Mimino mismolo. I saw the Bezdin Shamala. What does Mimino mismolo mean? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufay says, he saw the Bezdin Shamala and those that are on the side of Achav and those that are not on the side of Achav. Mimino mismolo, the Baal Zechuyos and the Baal Chovos. And the Gemara asks, what? Achav had Chovos? What are you talking about? The Gemara is a very difficult line. The Gemara says, that at that moment, what this Lashon means, by Minim, the ones that are on the right, the ones on the left, it means that he was Shakul at this time. I'll find the exact Lashon the Gemara says at that time when, just find it, he says, Ella Maskefla, Ella Amar of Nachman, Achav Shakul Haya. Achav was a shakul. He was equal 50-50 at Zechuyos Yeravonos. Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, that Hashem is wondering, who's going to, what are we going to do? You have the Zechuyos and the Chovos. The Gemara says, what? Achav lost his Olam Haba. Achav did terrible things. How can we say he had Zechuyos? So the Gemara says, Ela Achav Vachon B'mamon Ohaya. He did get stuck though. He had some zechuyos. Many mefarshim say it can't mean really he had zechuyos. He lost his olam haba according to certain pshatim. So what do you mean he was shakol? So they say no. It means like what the Rishonim say on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that mechza zechuyos mechza avono. Somebody is zoche. It means specifically bedin. He was in this din, meaning he was going to die and get punished terribly for his sins. But the question is, was it now? Or is it going to be in a little while, a little later? That's what it means. There was Zechuyos and Chovos in this specific judgment right here. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says, and all this could all be, like the Radak says, this is all a mashal to Michayhu that he gives to power and to emphasize his nevuah. Mi yifad es Achav, but the way he says it is Hashem asks in Shemayim, who wants to go seduce Achav to go up to Ramos Gilad? Vayomer Zevako, Vayomer Zevako, Vayetzi Haruach. A ruach, a spirit went out, vayamo lefnei Hashem, stood in front of God, vayomer, ani efetenu, could I go? Vayomer Hashem elabameh, how are you gonna go? He says, I'm gonna go put sheker, ruach sheker, in the mouths of all the Nevi'im, all the Nevi'i sheker, they're gonna tell him to go, and he's gonna listen. The Gemara darshins, both Sanhedrin Peites and Kufbeis, that this ruach was Navos. Was Navos, the murdered, that he had murdered, that was it. Like the Rambam we read last parak. That even though he did terrible, terrible sins, what was the Makabe Patish? What was the final blow that did him in? It was the murder of Navos. The Rambam brings that in. After all the Obed of Adazara, that was this Ruach. Vayetzei HaRuach. Rambam quotes this Gemara. And this Pasuk. And Hilchas Rotzeach. So, what happens? Michayu gives this whole presentation. Vayigash Tzidkiyo b'kenano, p'chaf dalet, vayakeis Michayu al alechi. Tzidkiyo, one of the Nevi'i Sheker, comes and smacks him on the face. Unbelievable. Vayomer Ezav Aruch Hashem Eiti L'daber Osach. I can't believe you got Nevuah. It must have been an overflow from me. Vayomer Michayu, Hincha Roa Bayomazeh, Bayomahu, you'll see, says Michayu, you will be proven the Navi Sheker, you'll have to go hide in the rooms, because people are going to want to kill you. Asher Tavo Cheder Becheder Lehechavei, Vayomer Melech Yisrael, Achavet had enough, he says, take Michayu, put him in a jail, that's what he does, and as he's being let out, Michayu says, Im Shov Tashuv B'Shalom, Lo Diber Hashem. If you return in peace, I will be proven wrong. B. Vayomer Shimu Amim Kulam. He says, everybody listen. If he comes back, then I will be proven a Navi Sheker. All the Achronim ask on this pasuk, but wait a minute. Doesn't the Rambam say in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, how do you prove a Navi Sheker? If a Navi says something good is going to happen to Klal Yisrael, so then if it doesn't happen, he's a Navi Sheker. But if something bad is going to happen to Klal Yisrael, so then it could be that B'nai Yisrael did tshuva, it could be some Zechuyos 1S. That doesn't prove that he's a Navi Sheker. So how did Michayu just say this about himself? Im Shov Tashuv B'Shalom, what do you mean? Maybe there'll be a moment of tshuva of some kind. So there are different suggestions given to answer this question. So one of the Rinas Yitzchak says, well, maybe the Nevuah was not only that Acha was going to die, but that everybody else was going to come back peacefully. So it was partially a Nevuah Tova for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's why. Or maybe even though a Nevuah L'Ra'a can be Chozer Bo, if there was a Maisa, a Nevuah L'Ra'a in Maisa, then it's not Chozer Bo, and maybe the Nevuah was the Nevuah on the parts of the Nevi'i Sheker was considered a Maisa, and that's why he wouldn't be able to undo it. Or another suggestion is given by the Sefer Kerem Chemed, quoted in some of the Mefarshim, and that is unbelievable. Chap. He says, Michal says, if you come back, then I'm dead meat. Meaning what? Now the Nevuah, if it comes true, it's Tova for Michal. He says, if you're killed in battle, then I'm freed. And I'm freed from jail. So it was a Nevuah Tova for Michahu. And that's why it had to come true. Vayter. Vayam Melech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. So Melech Yisrael and Yehoshaphat went. They both went up. Interesting, Yehoshaphat listened. I guess he didn't have a Nevuah not to. And there was nothing negative that was said about him. But Achav says, you know what? I want to see if this is going to work. He dresses up like a regular citizen, a regular private in the army. He says, you, Yehoshaphat, you go in the wagon, the royal wagon. And the way he did, and the king of Aram comes out, and they're fighting, and they're all of a sudden going to attack Yehoshaphat. And Yehoshaphat screams out and says, no! Vayizak Yehoshaphat, Pasuk Lamed Beis. He screamed out, which Pashas means he screamed out to the Aram. It says, don't kill me, I'm not Achav. The in Divrei Hayamim, it's pretty clear that he screamed out in Tefillah here. Not Davka Taram, he screamed out in Tefillah. The Tosefta in Sota, in Perak Yud Bey says, and also the Ber Moshe quotes the Zohar, that really he was Chayiv Misa too, because he was Neschaber L'Rishayim. He shouldn't have been Neschaber L'Rishayim. But at that time he davened, and he was able to save himself. But that's such a terrible, you see, the choice of the Chevra that he chose. But either way, they realized that it wasn't Achav, so Yeshuva Me'acharav, they go away from him. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vishmashach Bakeshas Lutumo. There was an archer that happened to be shooting Lutumo, which seems like he wasn't shooting specifically at any person, and he hits Melech Yisrael Ben Advakim Ben Ashiryan right in between where the armor was not protecting him, and he got hit. He tells his chariot driver, turn around, I'm sick. The Radak says he didn't want to even tell his chariot driver that he was dying. But the king kept going. The king had himself stood up in the chariot because he didn't want the rest of the Jews to feel scared. And the Gemara Moed Katan even says on Daf Chav Ches that he got a little schar for this. He had a big levaya because in his last moments of dying, he was still thinking about others. He didn't want them to be nervous. But everybody dies that night. His blood is pouring out of the chariot. There was literally, it sounds like a song. Right, Rina, the Mefarshim say, it just means that the crew is the announcement, but you might say, Ba'avod Rishaim Rina, right, when the Risham dies, and then there's Rina in the world, and they realize everybody goes back home. Vayamas HaMelech Vayavosh Sharon, finally, Achav dies after all of these prakim. He's a tragic figure, but not so tragic. He was mostly a Rasha, and he had moments of tshuva here and there, as we see, and he had a terrible wife who dragged him down. But this is the story of Achav. Vayishtov HaZarechev, they washed off his chariot, the water and the blood mixed together. Vayaloku HaKlavim Ezdamo, and the dogs lick up his blood. Rashi says it's the same spot as Navos' blood was. Others say, we saw earlier, just means in the same way that he died a terrible death, so too Achav died a terrible death. Vayishkav Achav imavosav, Achav dies, and Achazyahu b'no tachtav. And that's how Malachim ends, with Achazyahu and Yehoram being the kings. They really, Pasuk Mem Aleph, in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, that should be the beginning of Malachim Beis. Because now starts the story after Achav. Yehoshaphat is going to die, and Yehoram is going to take over. So really, that should be the beginning. Or, rather, he says, there shouldn't be a break at all. As we know, Malachim is all one big sefer. So there's no big ending here at the end of Malachim Aleph. It's all one big sefer, as Hashem, we will continue. So Yehoshaphat becomes the king. And we know a lot more about Yehoshaphat from Divrei Hayamim, but not for now. He was king for 25 years, and he was a tzaddik. He followed Asa, who was also basically a tzaddik, except the Bamos we discussed earlier, back in Perek Tesvav. Why is it they couldn't get rid of the Bamos? Either it was laziness, or maybe they had to give the people something. Maybe they felt that if they didn't give them this, then they would just go off, be over to Avodah Zarah. Vayashlem Yehoshaphat Melech Yisrael. Yehoshaphat did make peace with Achav. The Radak says this was another of his chataim, right? He shouldn't have gone to be with Achav. And the rest of Yehoshaphat is written in Divrei Hayamim L'Malcha Yehuda. We do have a few psukim here towards the end, somewhat unusual what it means. It says that he built some boats, and the boats were broken, and then Yehoshaphat built some more boats. He was going to build more boats with Achazyahu, and he refused. The Rabbi Yaakov says, maybe this is all saying he recognized that the shalom that he had with Malche Yisrael was a problem. So the first time he saw, he took a simon min hashamayim that his boats broke, and then he did not befriend him and have a treaty with him afterwards. Vayishkav Yehoshaphat imavosav, Yehoshaphat dies, he's buried in Ir David, and Yehoram beno takes over. So now it's Yehoram and Achazyahu who are on the thrones of the two kingdoms, again, the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, and of course, Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim. That takes us through Sefer Malachim Aleph, Baruch Hashem. We'll have one shiur, Hashem, Chazara, next time, and then we will kick off Sefer Malachim Beis, the last one of the Nevi'im Rishonim.